call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
If you're forced to deal with the Michigan winter, you might as well have some fun with it, even if outside says otherwise. But the same can be said about your health and wellness. If you're going to have to deal with it, you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of copays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest-ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Lee with your call tonight from courtside at midcourt from Harbor Beach, Michigan. The KPAC Chiefs are in town tonight, and they enter tonight at 12-7 overall. Tonight would be their last regular season game, and they've won 5 of their last 6 games. They enter tonight in the Greater Thumb East at 8-3 in divisional rankings. That puts them 1 game behind first place. They lost to Sandusky on Monday to make it so. They're coached by Brent Boers in his second year at the helm, going 29-14 in that time, or winning 67% of games played. And they lost to Flint Beecher last year in the first round of regionals. On offense, KPAC is averaging 48.2 per game. That's the 11th best in the Greater Thumb Conference, or the fourth worst, depending on how you look at it. That's 4 points less than Harbor Beach scores per game. On defense, though, flip-flop that. And it's 44.5 a game for defense. That's the third best defense in all the Greater Thumb Conference, and 4.5 points better than the Pirate defense. Average margin of victory for the Chiefs, 3.6. That's the fourth best of the GTC's 14 teams. KPAC season has been quite a good one, with the exception of a 2-week span where the Chiefs lost 5 straight games in December. You take that stint out, and KPAC would be looking at a 12-2 record. Their only losses in divisional play, Brown City, Sandusky, and Harbor Beach in overtime.
I'm going to concentrate on the Harbor Beach game. It occurred on January 18th, and the Chiefs, they were leading the whole game. And they were caught at the end, and all of a sudden overtime just did not fare out too well for the KPAC Chiefs. And I wonder if that's not on their mind tonight. One thing I do want to mention about the Chiefs is that last Friday, 6'9", Trevor Boers broke the all-time rebound record at KPAC, surpassing Chad Leeds. He had 765. Trevor currently has 767. That was really quite a feat for the pivot man for the KPAC Chiefs.
Since the new year, KPAC has gone 9-2 with an average score of 52-44, beating both of their season-long offensive and defensive averages. Now, John Weedle, let's take a look inside that KPAC Chief huddle.
Well, in this second meeting, Coach Brent Boers, KPAC Chiefs, they are led by, like I mentioned, the 6'9" Trevor Boers, a senior, and also a guard, a very good one too, Jordan Helmuth. And they do have a great supporting cast, three-point shooters. You have seniors Jacob Sawyers, junior Hank Barker, senior Brad Schaefer, Casey Bullard, and also Brendan Falco is back from an injury. Joey Montney, for example, is a sophomore that is going to be playing a huge complementary role for the KPAC Chiefs. Defense is going to be their main thing tonight. They really have to do a lot to go ahead and stop the dynamic duo of Harbor Beach. And I would say getting to the foul line for the Chiefs, that's going to be imperative, because you would be adding fouls to the Harbor Beach Pirates while you're also having an opportunity to score when the clock is stopped.
Harbor Beach used a second half, a huge second half comeback. For the first time they faced off with KPAC, forced them into overtime, where the Pirates then outscored them by 5 points for the OT victory. It's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll see what Harbor Beach has in store for tonight's Greater Thumb East Championship game. So keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
You do your best to protect your loved ones. And while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
I'm Ramey Ellis from Snowbird, Michigan. We drove about 40 miles to get to Moore Motors in Carroll, and it's well worth the drive. They make it very easy here at Moore Motors. They're very personable people, and they took good care of us, and they explained to me that if we have any trouble in warranty work or service, if we need a car or something to drive or a vehicle to get around with while they're doing something, that's always available to them. They'll even come and get the vehicle. When we got to Moore Motors, we were kind of undecided on what we wanted, a Ford or a Dodge, and they had both machines ready, and we took the Ford for a ride, and that's the one we picked.
Did you know that Moore Motors has more Super Duty Ford and Heavy Duty Ram trucks in stock than any other dealer in the Thumb? It's true. You really do get more at Moore Motors in Carroll. And this week, get any 2018 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You need to get more at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney from our Anger Valley Services courtside seats in Harbor Beach, Michigan. The Pirates enter tonight at 10-7 overall. They've won four of their last five games, and they're 8-2 in the Greater Thumb East, which puts them in a one-game lead in first place in the East over Brown City and KPAC. Ron Rubel has been the coach for 26 years now in Harbor Beach. In the past 8 years, he's gone 121-50, but no divisional titles since 2016. They'll see if they can change that tonight. On offense, Harbor Beach averaging 52.1 per game, still the third best in the Greater Thumb Conference. On defense, they average 49.1 per game, right in the middle at number 7. A month ago, that average was almost 53. An average margin of victory for the Pirates, plus 3 in their favor, and just one of six teams in the Greater Thumb Conference with a positive margin. After starting out the season with four losses in their first six games.